You're listening to Stateside. I'm Cynthia Canty. When it comes to building love and connection between mother and baby, it's pretty hard to beat the ancient magic of a lullaby. Those moments holding your baby, singing a lullaby, can live in a mother's heart long after that baby is grown. So imagine the extra power of a lullaby you write just for your baby. That's why a remarkable project in Flint caught our eye. It's the Carnegie Hall Lullaby Project. I recently traveled to Flint to sit down with Joe Deller. He directs the Carnegie Hall Lullaby Project at the Flint School of Performing Arts. And I met Charnice Elbert. She's one of the very first moms to work with the Lullaby Project, producing a lullaby for her baby son, Kaysen.
So, Joe, I'm wondering if you can tell us just what you think it is about music and about that lullaby that helps moms and babies build a connection.
Music, first of all, is got an emotional connection. You know, you can say things through music that you can't always say through words necessarily. So I think there's that. Then just the fact that the babies know their mama's voice, right? And it doesn't matter if you sing well or not, but just the fact that you're singing to your baby, it creates a bond.
And tell us how the Flint School of Performing Arts became part of this Carnegie Hall Musical Connections program and this lullaby project.
It was by invitation. Carnegie selected, I think, 15 organizations nationwide, and Flint, just being the area that it is, we were invited to participate.
And what's the mission of the project?
We're trying to capture moments in time. We're trying to create stronger bonds between moms and their babies and just give a chance for moms to create something that they might not have ever been able to create otherwise.
And so, in essence, what are you doing with this project? You're matching moms up with artists?
We have four creative artists that help in the creative process. You probably remember Sylvia and mm-hmm. Quincy. And then we have another guy, Dan, who joined us recently. Usually we work with six moms. That's kind of the number that we've settled on. That's a good number as far as like recording time and all of that. So three or four of us go in and work with six moms, and sometimes it'll be one-on-one, sometimes we'll tag team and help out each other, and somehow or another we get songs created.
Charnice, here you were one of the first four moms in the first group to be able to help create your own personalized lullaby for your little son, Kaysen, who's adorable. I'm wondering, why did you say yes and yeah, I want to do this?
Because to me, music is life and it's inspiring and it relieves stress. And when Kaysen was in my stomach, I always used to play music and stuff and my stomach would move. Like, he loves music and it was just a good opportunity for me to do.
So what's the title of the song you wrote for your son?
You Can Count on Me.
And how did it happen? What happened when you were sitting down to work on writing this song?
Well, I just thought about, like, in life, how I always want to be there for him. I just want to express my feelings out in this lullaby so he can really connect. And ever since I played it for him, he loves it.
How did you write it? What was the process like?
Well, me, I'm a very shy person. So I had to come out my shell, and Joe helped me. He was my partner. And working with him, it was very easy because I was like the only pregnant one at the time. I didn't have my baby. So I was really shy. When I came to school, I didn't really communicate with nobody. So this program, like, it really helped me come out of my shell.
So what did you do together, Joe? How did you help bring her out of that shell she describes? Because it's hard to believe.
You know, we were semi-trained by a woman who came out to New York, and there's a booklet that we work with, and the first thing that we have the moms do is write a letter to their baby and the hopes, dreams, what they want to see for them in life, and that's our starting point. And then from there we kind of discover keywords that kind of stick out of that letter and see if we can come up with one or two or, you know, three ideas that can be the main ideas for the song.
So it is a true songwriting coalition.
And this happened to be You Can Count on Me that popped out of the letter, mm-hmm. right? And you say, well, let's roll with that.
And then the melody just kind of happens as well?
Yeah, if I remember correctly, Sylvia was helping us, and Sylvia is a genius when it comes to just making up melodies. I don't know how she does it, but she came up with the melody, and I added a little bit of violin in there, mm-hmm. and before you knew it, we had a tune.
What was it like for you, Charnice, as you were writing, going through that process, working with Joy, and writing a song for that baby who hadn't been born yet?
It was emotional because at the time, I still couldn't believe I was going to be a mommy. So it was very emotional, and it just inspired me to do different things, and I really want to make one for my daughter, too. So I hope this continues.
In fact, we should note, so your son is how old now?
One.
And your daughter is?
4 months.
There we go. We've got a challenge. You want to do another lullaby? Now, did you picture him in there listening once you wrote it and you had it on a CD, and you would play it, and you played it before you gave birth, right? Mm-hmm. Did you picture him in there listening?
Yeah. He kicks. He moved. But he was just always a hyper baby. He was very, I don't know how to really put it, but now that I see him dance off of it now, I can picture him in my stomach dancing off of it.
And when he was born, would you sing the song? Do you sing the song to him?
Yeah.
Could you get a sense that he knew that song?
Because he smiles. He have a little smirk on his face. Every time he listened to it, I play it most of the time to put him to sleep. But he never go to sleep. He just stay up and smile and look around.
Would you mind singing your song for us?
Sure. Can I have some music?
Sharnice Elbert singing the song she wrote for her one-year-old son, Kaysen, a lullaby. She wrote for him through the Lullaby Project at the Flint School of Performing Arts, the Carnegie Hall Lullaby Project. What does it feel like to reaffirm that statement? We're all kind of nervous when we find out we're going to be mamas. You're terrified, am I up to this? That message, that you're repeating it for yourself as much as for him, aren't you?
Yes, it feels great to be a mommy. Now that the process is over having them, it feels better and I'm more calm and peace. And in a state of mind, that I think, I can do this. I'm a mommy. I can do anything. I had a baby. I can do anything. So I'm capable of doing anything.
And you're telling him, I'm always going to be there. Do you find yourself thinking of him one day down the road, singing that song to his own baby?
I know. I can picture it. It's emotional. I try not to think so fast because I don't want him to grow up.
Good luck to you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much for sharing your story with us.
You're welcome.
Welcome.